ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
About 1 in 200 Australians will experience a psychotic illness this year. People with psychosis have an altered sense of reality and can become confused about the world and the people around them. The causes are still being uncovered, but psychotic episodes are often triggered by anxiety and depression and commonly arise during a person's early adult years. This is what happened to Elle in 2017. I passed the microphone over to Elle so that she could ask her mum, Lynn, some questions about Elle's psychotic illness and attempted suicide.
Okay, listen.
All right.
Listen, hear me out. When I started college, I started to go into a mental health spiral, but didn't have difficulty recalling it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on what it was like and
what I observed?
Yeah.
Well, initially, I just thought you were having anxiety, which you'd always had, and you were calling me from college and asking me to come collect you because you'd had a panic attack. I was concerned because those calls were pretty regular, but I didn't realize quite how serious it was for some time. What you told me later was that you'd been hearing a lot of voices that were just shouting all the time. It was a while before you said anything, so I think you knew something was up. I think you knew that that was a bit weird and you didn't want to share it with anyone. Yes, yeah, so Queen's birthday long weekend, I remember now, you told me, and that's when we had to go to hospital.
And so what was it like when you realised that I attempted suicide?
Initially, yeah, I was just doing what I was meant to do to make sure you were okay. And, you know, then I think it was after we got home that it would have sort of hit me that you'd actually really just tried to kill yourself.
When it started to get worse, what were you observing? What was happening?
I think it got worse pretty quickly. I mean, things escalated over the following few months. You changed as a person. You'd always been an atheist, and suddenly you developed an interest in a particular religion, in the occult, and that you knew logically it was all crap. Sorry, that's probably the wrong word. Rubbish.
Mm.
But your normal reasoning wouldn't accept that. So you were very attached to believing every word of it. And you started wandering at night. You would go outside because you had to worship the moon. You had to go out and meditate. And then you would hallucinate. And then you would disappear from where I was, like the world I exist in. There were times when you didn't even recognize me. You would just stare straight through me and you would see me as a threat. Yeah, it got pretty frightening because you could just get up and wander off in the night.
Yeah.
And so I went for several months with very poor sleep.
Were you ever worried at any point for your own safety?
Not really. There was a moment I found you on the couch with a knife in your hand, a sharp knife in your hand, and I had to wrestle it off you. But I didn't sense that you wanted to hurt me with it. I thought that you wanted to protect yourself from whatever you were seeing. And you'd been telling me that you could see two worlds. You said you could see one world out of your left eye, and in that world everybody wore these weird masks, and then the other world was where I was, but you weren't sure which one was real. So that was pretty upsetting too, because it's like, I'm the real one, believe me, you know, and you didn't really trust me anymore. And that went on and on and on and on and on for months.
Yeah.
And that was really scary. It was really, really scary.
How would you say that all of these, I guess you could say, trials have affected you?
I knew that was coming. I was just thinking, I don't know if I want to answer that. I don't like saying this stuff in front of you. It's hard.
It's fine. No, go ahead. It's
affected me very deeply.
Yeah.
You don't remember much of what happened, but I do. And so I feel like I'm the one that's been through a trauma. Mm. You might have had the mental illness, but I've been traumatized by that.
Mm.
And I'm still working through that.
Yeah.
I'm still working through that fear of losing you.
Yeah.
And the loss that I went through, actually, at one point, just didn't even know who I was. And that sort of thing was really, really difficult. And just the fear of what was to come. And when it first began, I didn't know much at all about psychosis. And I really thought that that was my future. This person that doesn't know me, and I was going to have to look after them forever. And they were just going to be scared all the time. And I wouldn't be able to connect or touch, or you wouldn't even let me hug you. So it was a really, really fear-driven, fear-focused experience.
Yeah.
And it's affected my physical health because going through that level of stress for so long is very difficult.
Of course.
That's why I don't really like answering that question, because I can't say it in any kind of positive way.
But it doesn't need to be a positive thing. It is reality. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
It's not your fault. It just is.
But... yeah, but it still doesn't mean that I can't empathize. Mm. You know?
Thanks.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening into a special conversation between young Canberran Elle, who was hospitalised with severe psychosis, and her mother Lynn, who helped her to recover. Throughout everything that they experienced, Lynn remained totally devoted to her daughter and was stubbornly optimistic.
The upside, I suppose, is that now I'm spending time doing mental health advocacy, because I saw so many problems in the system of mental health service delivery in the ACT that I needed empowerment. I was so disempowered in that world as a parent and as a person and as a carer, and I'm just really working hard to try to change that for other carers.
What did it look like when it started to improve?
That was quite a long while later.
Can't keep
so
it
we jumped forward a couple of years now when you started to improve. When you were very sick, you'd gotten incredibly underweight. There were so many things wrong. You became mute for a whole month.
Mm.
Really just were unable to utter a sound, even if you cried, which was really sad and hard to see. At that point, you were with us and communicating, but you had to use devices to do that. But yeah, as you got better, you engaged more. You learned how to manage anxiety, because in the end what we found was that those symptoms were extreme anxiety that had become psychosis, and you had a few voices that hung around and drove you, well, you were already a little bit bananas, but you know, those voices made it a lot harder for you. They kept trying to keep you there.
Yeah.
But eventually, as you got better, you forgot the voices, and then eventually you stopped believing in that religion and you burnt all the books that you'd bought that went with that religion.
I do remember burning it all.
So, like, at its worst, you'd ask me to bandage up that left eye so that you didn't have to see that side, so you could see what was real. And obviously you didn't need those things anymore. That's culminated in, you know, now you've got your driver's license, you're starting to look for work and figuring out what you might want to do as far as studies go, and
yeah,
the world is at your feet. It's fantastic.
Do you have any hopes, ambitions for me for the future?
I'm really excited about the day you move out. Wait, did I say that too quickly? No, I think that your life is, it's all there waiting for you to make it happen. And I look forward to seeing you in a regular job and in your own place and with a family of your own, if that's what you want to do. Whatever it is you want to do, I just think it's all possible. Do you want to ask any more questions about that?
One more. So, Mother Dearest, what do you want for Mother's Day?
It's like, all I want for Mother's Day is that you remember Mother's Day.
That's not a helpful answer.
Well, no, it just means don't forget.
What was
so
I
I'll
supposed
answer
to be,
again.
What was because, I supposed to be remembering?
There you go. That's great. All right.
An amazing story of devotion, courage and optimism. That was Elle speaking to her mum Lynn, with me, Kim Hoon, helping out in the background. If you're struggling with your mental health or know someone who is, then please contact Lifeline on 131114.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.